You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, jukers, jivers, and wailers. I'm Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator. Welcome to another edition of The Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll. This program highlights the great post-World War II rhythm and blues music that led up to the birth of rock and roll. And this week we're featuring a titan who unfortunately has left us. One of the most influential and successful artists of the 1950s, nobody other than Elvis sold more records during the 1950s. I'm talking about the Fat Man, Antoine Fats Domino. We unfortunately lost him on October 24th, 2017, at the age of 89. Fats was truly the king of New Orleans rhythm and blues. And there's just no way to cover Fats Domino in one show, so I'm giving the Fat Man two. I'm going to spin the A and B side of every single rhythm and blues charting record that Fats Domino had from his first, The Fat Man, in early 1950, up through his breakthrough 1955 crossover smash, Ain't It a Shame. So we've got 5 years of Fats Domino New Orleans rhythm and blues to go through on the next two Juke in the Backs. We'll get to Fats' biographical information in just a few minutes, but let's kick off the program with his very first charting single. It was recorded on December 10th, 1949, just days after producer, bandleader, and talent scout Dave Bartholomew got Lou Chud, the head of Imperial Records, to sign Fats Domino to a contract. When Fats did sign that contract, he didn't take the standard record company payout, where they give you a couple of bucks per session and then you make your money on the road. No, no. Fats Domino was one of the first R&B cats to actually get a percentage of his record sales. This would prove to be a real smart move when Fats started selling records in the millions. Now back in those days, a typical session meant you laid down 4 songs. But for Fats Domino's first, they did a double session and laid down 8 songs. Dave Bartholomew, who produced the session, was not too happy with the sound. You see, he thought Fats' piano was too high up in the mix. He wanted to recut them, but they couldn't. This session, and every other session featured in today's program, was cut at Cosimo Matassa's famous J&M Studios on Rampart Street, New Orleans. For this session, Cosimo used 4 microphones, and they cut it directly to disc. No tape was used, so they really couldn't mess around with it. What was on the disc was on the disc. Imperial Records, a label based in Los Angeles, selected Detroit City Blues as the A-side and The Fat Man as the B-side. DJs immediately began to flip it over, and The Fat Man soon took off. Imperial Records claimed that it sold 10,000 copies in the first 10 days. It would sell 800,000 copies in the year 1950 alone, and before it was through, it would break 1 million copies sold. The Fat Man was based on champion Jack Dupree's Junkers Blues, which Fats Domino had been playing in the clubs. He kept the boogie-woogie piano about the same, but just changed up the lyrics. Instead of they call me a junko, Fats changed it to they call me the Fat Man.
Ladies and gentlemen, cats and kittens, we are honoring one of the greats this week. It's the late, great Antoine Fats Domino, part one, this week on The Juke in the Back.
The first record I made about 3 weeks before Christmas of 49, it was called A Fat Man, sold over 1.5 million. It was called Rhythm and Blues then.
They call
There you have it, Fats Domino's first single. It sold well over a million copies. And I kind of see what Dave Bartholomew was talking about. Fats' piano is a bit high up in the mix on Detroit City Blues, which was originally supposed to be the A-side. But disc jockeys knew better and flipped it over and made the Fat Man a smash success. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'm proud to feature Fats Domino over the next two Juke in the Back programs. I'm playing both sides of every charting rhythm and blues record that Fats Domino had from 1950 through his big pop crossover in 1955. The musicians who played on that first session were Dave Bartholomew's regular guys. Ernest McLean on guitar, Herbert Hardestry, Clarence Hall, and Red Tyler on tenor saxophones. Joe Harris on alto sax, Earl Palmer on drums, and Dave Bartholomew playing the trumpet and leading the band. Our star, Antoine Domino Jr., was born on February 26, 1928, in the Lower Ninth Ward of New Orleans. The Dominos were of French Creole origin, and Antoine was the youngest of nine children. Contrary to popular belief, Creole was not Antoine's first language. English was, with a heavy Creole patois. At that time, the Lower Ninth Ward of New Orleans was still a very rural area. The houses weren't right on top of each other, and many of Fats' neighbors kept livestock in the yard. Fats used to say that he could catch crawfish right down the street from his house. Now, his father, Antoine Sr., played violin at home, but he was not young Antoine's biggest musical influence. That was Harrison Verrett, his brother-in-law. Lee Dorsey, one of his childhood friends, used to say that you could never catch Antoine Domino after school. He wasn't around to play. He was too busy playing the piano. Young Antoine really caught that musical bug, and by age 10, he was playing around the French Quarter. In 1946, he got his first real gig, playing for Billy Diamond's band, who had a standing gig at the Hideaway Club on Desire Street. It was Billy Diamond who first dubbed Antoine Domino Fats Domino. That's because he was 5'5" and weighed about 220 pounds. In 1948, Fats married his sweetheart, Rose Mary Hall. The Dominos raised four boys and four girls, and each of their names begins with the letter A. Okay, so Fats is really making a name for himself playing at the Hideaway Club. And Dave Bartholomew, the local trumpeter and bandleader, is well aware of Fats' local popularity. So as soon as Bartholomew is hired as talent scout for Lou Chud's new Imperial label, he takes Lou to the hideaway to see and meet Fats. He's impressed, and a deal is struck. There's no way that Lou Chud was having second thoughts about signing Fats Domino when the Fat Man became Imperial Records' most successful single to date. But the strange thing is, the next three Imperial single releases for Fats Domino failed to chart. But it was his fifth single, Every Night About This Time, backed with Korea Blues, that put Fats Domino back on the charts. It was cut at his second session, held in September of 1950. Imperial released it later that month, and by November, it had reached number 5 on the rhythm and blues lists. It's a song that really established that Domino sound, that 6/8 time, with that special triplet style of piano playing. It became the Fats Domino trademark. Here's Every Night About This Time and Korea Blues. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring Fats Domino on the Juke in the Back.
Ha ha ha! all right.
Support for this week's Juke in the Back provided by Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Thomas Huber, Alan Bradley, Alfonso Capozzi, and the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing him on the juke in the bag.
I wanna buy myself a rocking chair, try to rock away my blues. I'm gonna buy myself a rocking chair, try to rock away my blues. My friend came home this morning and he brought me bad news. He said your best gal just passed me with a suitcase in her hand. He said your best gal just passed me with a suitcase in her hand. And she was out alone, with another man. Please, baby, please come home. Please, baby, please come home. Please, don't leave me alone.
Thank you.
in my rocking chair. Until she come back, I'm gonna rock in my rocking chair. Cause without my baby, I just can't get nowhere.
Another great Fats Domino record with that catchy shuffle feel, that's Rockin' Chair, the flip side of Careless Love, which you heard earlier. Now, Rockin' Chair was cut in April of 1951, but not released until the end of 51, where it hit number 9 on the rhythm and blues lists. Careless Love, which you heard right before Rockin' Chair, is a slightly older tune. It was recorded at Fats' second session in September of 1950. Fats' next single release, You Know I Miss You, backed with I'll Be Gone, failed to make the charts. But the Fat Man wouldn't be down for long, for his next song was a doozy. Fats originally wrote it as Going Home Tomorrow, but eventually shortened the title to just Going Home. It's interesting to note that Fats' main collaborator, Dave Bartholomew, happened to be in a feud with Imperial Records label owner Lou Chud at this time. That meant that Dave Bartholomew was not present at this recording session, and Fats Domino's records were being handled by a new producer, Al Young. Since Bartholomew wasn't around, his band was probably not used on this session, although the record keeping at Cosimo Matassa's during this time is not that great. I think we can make an educated guess that Fats Domino's touring band is the group used on this session. The guitar player is Harrison Verrett. Remember him? He's Fats' brother-in-law, the guy who gave Fats his musical education. Billy Diamond, the band leader that Fats used to work for, is playing bass on this record. Wendell Ducon is on alto sax. Buddy Higgins is on tenor sax. And Cornelius Coleman is on the drums. Going Home and its flip side, Reelin' and Rockin', were recorded in January of 1952 at Cosimo Matassa's studio. Imperial Records released the single in March, and shortly thereafter, the single rocketed to number one on the R&B lists. This would be Fats Domino's first number one record. However, it wouldn't stay there for long, as Lloyd Price's single, Lottie Miss Claudie, knocked it right off the top of the charts. What's kind of funny is that Fats Domino plays that iconic intro on Price's Lottie Miss Claudie. So for a time, Fats's piano could be heard on the number one and number two rhythm and blues songs in America. Just as a side note, Lou Chud and Dave Bartholomew quickly patched up their differences, and soon Bartholomew was back producing Fats Domino records and talent scouting for Lou Chud and Imperial Records. Here's a clip of Fats in his own words talking about the inspiration for his first number one single, Going Home.
Well, when I started traveling a little bit in 1951, and we just say, well, some of the boys say, well, boss, if you used to call me, we going home tomorrow. So I got that idea. So I said, it might be a good idea for me to write a song called Going Home.
Going home tomorrow. Can't stay your evil way. find me. Don't even call me on the phone.
I love the Fats Domino records from this time period. They got so much power. That's Reelin' and Rockin', the flip side of Fats' first number one record, Goin' Home, from March of 1952. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging on the Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll. And I thought it would be a cool idea to take every single one of Fats Domino's charting singles from 1950, when he started, to 1955, when he crossed over into the pop charts, and played both sides for you. And just as a little extra bonus, we're gonna throw in a couple of non-charting singles too, just to round everything out. Gonna do this over two programs. This is part one, and of course next week on part two, we'll take the end of 53 up through 1955. So with producer, band leader, trumpeter Dave Bartholomew back in charge of the Fats Domino sessions, the hits just kept coming. Their next session was held on April 26, 1952, and featured Bartholomew's band once again backing Fats up. His next single consisted of Poor Poor Me, backed with Trust in Me, and it was released in October of 52. Poor Poor Me hit number 10 on the R&B lists. Here's this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, the Fat Man, Antoine Fats Domino Jr., Poor Poor Me.
Poor Poor Me, I need someone to love me. Thank you. feel so sad and blue.
That's Domino with Trust in Me. He's the feature this week on The Juke in the Back. Now, he kept his chart success going on his very next single release for the Imperial label. It was How Long, backed with Dreamin'. How Long was released at the very end of 1952, where it hit number 9 on the national charts. However, it was drawn from an earlier session. It was taken from that session back in January of 52, where Dave Bartholomew wasn't in the production booth. So the band you're going to hear on How Long is Fats' touring band, not Bartholomew's top-notch band. From December of 1952, here's Fats Domino with his top 10 charter, How Long.
How long? How long must I wait for you? need your loving. So won't you please hurry home?
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Fats Domino. Let's hear the flip side of How Long, a song called Dreaming. It was recorded on September 10th, 1952, and was released in December of 52. While the A-side, How Long, reached number 9 on the national charts, its flip side, Dreamin', failed to chart. But it's this week's Great 78. Here's Fats Domino with the sweet instrumental, Dreaming.
Listening to the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Jump overboard and drown.
Run to the River, another fantastic Domino Bartholomew composition. It was recorded in January of 53 and released in March, where it hit number 2 on the national R&B lists. Amazingly, it also crossed over to number 24 on the pop charts. Now, even though Fats co-wrote the tune, he wasn't the first to release it. You see, Chuck Willis got the jump on him. The way Fats tells it, one night after a show, Chuck Willis, who was on the same bill as Fats Domino, comes up to the fat man and asks him if he can record the tune. Fats tells him to check with Lou Chud of Imperial Records first. Chud had no problem approving Willis's recording because Lou Chud owned the publishing rights to the song. So he was going to make money on it no matter who recorded it. Before Fats knew it, he heard Chuck Willis singing his song on the radio. Fats called up Lou and said, "Hey man, I recorded that song." And Lou Chud replied, "Well, we're gonna have to release it then." They did, and it went to number 2. Chuck Willis's version of the song would reach number 4. This was definitely one of Fats's great early double-sided singles. The flip side was Domino's version of Professor Longhair's 1949 classic, Mardi Gras in New Orleans, which was recorded a ways back in September of 52. And man, the band is jumping on this one as I feature the A and B side of every rhythm and blues charting single release from our feature, Fats Domino, Mardi Gras in New Orleans.
Until I see the Zulu Queen.
About music when I first started, but I went after, and I got everything from New Orleans. Some called rock and roll, different name. I just called it music with a beat. You got to have that beat, some of the feeling, and some of it you feel, but you got to really feel it to produce it.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
told my friends all about you, how much I miss you, and love to kiss you. I'm in love with you, darling.
That's Domino with the flip side of the last single we're going to talk about on this program. Part one of my two-part feature on Fats Domino and every one of his charting R&B singles between 1950 and 1955. That one, The Girl I Love, backed with Please Don't Leave Me, was issued in late June of 53. Please Don't Leave Me was recorded on April 18th of 53 and reached number 3. On the national R&B lists. Fats was having trouble coming up with lyrics to that tune, and his wife, Rosemary, just told him, "Well, why don't you woo-woo a little bit?" And man, what a catchy record that is. Its flip side, The Girl I Love, was recorded in early June of 53 and failed to make the charts. Next week on part two, we're going to pick up where we left off, a single released in September of 53 that Fats Domino wrote for his wife. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'm proud to honor the important and influential music of the late, great Antoine Fats Domino Jr. I'd like to thank the Bob Moak Archives for providing me with two B-sides that are very hard to find for this week's show. And special thanks to Lane Quigley of Rocket Radio's Memory Lane show for providing some of the Fats Domino snippets you heard in this week's show. Also, don't forget to join the conversation. Stop by our Facebook page, facebook.com/jukeintheback. Remember, until next time, soul, it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's a feeling. And you'll get that feeling each week, right here on your source for 1940s and 50s R&B, The Juke in the Back. I'd like to end this week's program with a single that didn't chart, but was an important release in Fats Domino's early career, because it's a great tune. I can't believe this song didn't chart. The song is Don't Lie to Me, and it was written by Fats Domino. It was recorded in April of 51 and released by Imperial in May. And it's going to close part one of our two-parter on Fats Domino. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch y'all next time. Have a great week, everybody.
Just
dying woman and a thief and man. So don't you lie to me. Oh, don't you lie to me. Because it makes me mad and I'll get evil as a man can be. Well, I'll be with you till the cows come home. But mama, please don't let me get you.
Whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.